From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Very exciting show for everybody today. Tom Hanks will be our guest for our Not My Job show later in the show. One little thing, he was a little hard to get, so I need to ask the audience's indulgence. While he's here, we have to pretend I'm Charlie Rose. So you're, you know, laugh and applaud and stuff, but in a Charlie Rose audience kind of way. Let's not waste any more time. Give us a call. Play our game in the air. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Judith from Boston.
Hey, Judith from Boston. How are you?
I'm great.
What do you do there in Boston?
I'm a retired high school English teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
So how long did it take you to get sick of that?
I never got sick of it.
Really? Yeah.
All right.
They got a little sick of it.
I got to ask you a question. We had a high school English teacher on last week's show, and it turns out, I don't remember how this came up, she had never heard of Billy Budd. So just to reassure us, have you heard of Billy Budd?
I have heard of Billy Budd and Starry Veer and all his friends.
All right. Excellent. Good. Well done. Well, Judith, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's writer, performer, and author of the forthcoming novel Schrodinger's Ball, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hi, Judith.
Also, say hello to a comedian who'll be performing at the Orpheum Theater in Los Angeles on Monday, May 22nd, Ms. Paula Poundstone.
Hey, Judith, I'm going to just put my homework in the basket over here.
My dog ate it.
Yeah. Lastly, say hello to a humorist and the author, most recently, of Feet on the Street, Rambles Around New Orleans, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hey, Judith, would you tell Paula to stop bothering me?
After school, I will.
All right.
All right, Judith, there's lots to do. Let's get started. You're going to start us off with Who's Carl This Time? That's the game, of course, where Carl recreates vocally some news and or newsmakers from the week's news. Your job, explain what he's talking about 2 times out of 3. If you do that, you win our prize. Ready to go?
Ready.
All right. Here is your first quote.
Can you hear me now? Good.
We were put in mind of that well-known line from the cell phone commercials when news broke this week of what heretofore secret government program?
Three telephone companies agreed to track Americans' internal calling.
You're exactly right. Very good. When it was revealed a few months ago that the National Security Agency was wiretapping phone calls without warrants, we were told, hey, it's just terrorists. Don't worry about it. Then this week, USA Today revealed that the phone companies have been handing over, once again without warrants, huge databases of basically every phone call made by anyone in this country anywhere to anyone else. President Bush said, first, this program was completely legal, just like everything else he does. And second, it was necessary to fight terrorism because, well, it's because, like, when you don't call your mother often enough, she can get terrorized that something might have happened to you. So they have to keep track.
The one company, Quest, didn't go along with it. So
yeah.
Quest apparently is pure Qaeda. I don't see any other reason why they wouldn't just go along with it.
Well, wasn't Quest being investigated at around that time anyway for financial malfeasance? Am I making that up?
I don't know. Oh. I know that what happened was is they went to the four major phone companies, and they said, well, we need all of your phone records to track the terrorists who are trying to destroy our country. And Quest, the only one, said, well, okay, but, you know, we'll need a warrant. And they said, okay, well, then forget it.
they even offered a workaround for the warrant. They said, you know, just a letter from the Attorney General.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And show us a badge or something.
Yeah, I mean, the NSA's like, sorry, we wrong number. Click.
This whole thing is so obviously a setup to see who switches over to Quest.
I
They're just gonna have FBI at the new accounts office. Everybody who goes to Quest is automatically a terrorist. Don't you get it?
It's the most brilliant sting ever.
Okay, Judith, here's your next quote.
Dear infidel crusader, Zionist sock puppet, Saudi lackey, despoiler of Mesopotamia, woman-touching, fiendish, shah-licking, son-of-a-toad's offal, I trust this finds you well.
Okay. That was from an unauthorized translation by the columnist James Lilacs of a letter somebody sent this week to President Bush, who is President Bush's new pen pal.
Oh, it's the president of Iran, Ahmadinejad.
Close enough. It's the president of Iran.
Give me a minute. Yeah.
If Judith had pronounced the name right, then I'm afraid we would have had to check her phone call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we were checking anyway. Yeah.
So, boy, this Quest line sure is clear, isn't it? Didn't get this kind of service on the old line.
Except for the clicks.
And that constant shushing sound in the background.
Anyway, back to the letter.
You know what was really great about the old service, though? Sometimes I lose my place in conversation, and I gotta always go, where was I? And then a government voice came out.
All right, anyway, back to the letter. Earlier this week, the Iranians breathlessly announced that their president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, wrote a letter to President Bush in an attempt to defuse the growing crisis between our countries. And then the Bush administration dismissed it. Oh, we don't need no letter. And everybody was going, no, don't be so hard-hearted, Bush administration. You know, try some diplomacy. And then we got to read the letter, a 19-page meandering screed so boringly predictable that, frankly, after trying to get through it a couple times, even Michael Moore was saying we should nuke him. Here we go. Judith, here is your last quote.
Kennedy, booze, vehicle. You do the math.
That is the blog kept by someone who calls himself the anti-idiotarian Rottweiler. He was talking about the vehicular adventures of which Kennedy?
Representative Patrick Kennedy of Rhode Island.
You're right. Although, of course, we would have had to accept any Kennedy, I guess. Last week, Representative Kennedy of Rhode Island plowed his Mustang into a security barricade at the U.S. Capitol and got out of his car to go inside because he said he was late for a vote. Two little problems. One, he was staggering around when he got out of the car. And two, nobody in Congress was voting at 3 a.m. For some reason, who knows, the Capitol Police did not give him a breathalyzer test before they brought him home. When the story hit the media, Kennedy said he was not drunk. No, it was a strange side effect of the Ambien sleeping pill he was taking. Then, after a pause for laughter, he took the next plane to rehab. Carl, how did Judith do in our quiz?
Very well, Peter. Judith was perfect. She had 3 correct answers, so she wins our prize.
Very well done.
Wow.
Thank you so much for playing, Judith.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.